Welcome to Friday. Welcome to Halloween. Welcome to game day. World Series game six tonight. Lots going on today, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a Friday morning. We're going to talk Jays in just a second in our Big Talker. Also, by the way, before nine, let's do a quick pulse of the people. We've done this during elections, right? We'll just open up the phone lines for 2 minutes. And in those 2 minutes, we don't want your name. We don't need your address. We don't need to where you're from. All we care about is, what are you predicting for the World Series? Jays win in six. Jays win in seven. Dodgers win. What do you think? Pulse of the people coming up just before 9 o'clock. We had lots of time for you to join the conversation on the show today. Open lines at nine. Bugs and Hugs at 10. Belton Johnson, it's Eaton time. Our pop culture critic, Craig Sillifant, will stop by just before lunch to talk Halloween and horror movies, so we got lots on the go. Let's get going with today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we? Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, The Big Talker.
So I mentioned just before the top of the hour, we will do a pulse of the people, open the phone lines for 2 minutes, and we will basically, we're not asking any other questions other than who's winning and basically, is it Jays? Is it Dodgers? Is it tonight? Is it tomorrow night? That's all we want to know. So phone lines will open for you for 2 minutes. We'll jam the calls in coming up before the top of the hour. This is big. I mean, this is historic for Canada. We obviously remember the 92-93 run that the Jays had. So this is another gelling of our country. And here to join me to talk a little bit about this is the great Jamie Nye, co-host of the Green Zone, which we've dubbed the Blue Zone during this World Series run for the Jays. Jamie Nye, thanks for joining me.
Good. Well, happy Halloween, happy. Evan. What are you dressed as?
Well, I said, someone said to me, hey, great costume, the voice of Saskatchewan. I like it. It's pretty, you know, it's, I'm not a dress-up guy, really.
Are you allowed to go back and you just, don't you have like a police uniform or
something?
Well,
yeah, they frown on that. They frown on that.
I guess so, yeah.
Game six tonight, obviously, I mean, this is huge. Huge weekend, not just for baseball, but I would say for a lot of Canadians who have fallen in love with this Blue Jays game. How are you feeling about the game tonight?
I am starting to convince myself this morning, Evan, that as many people are counting them out because Yoshi Yamamoto's on the mound for the Dodgers, just means the Jays are winning tonight. Like, how many times this season have teams, people gone, they're not winning? I've done it so many times. They're not winning. At their cool-off period in September, while this team, they're not going to win in the playoffs. They're in the World Series. You know, they're going up against the Yankees. Ooh, that's a tough one. They win with ease almost. And then you go, oh, the Dodgers, oof, that, and they're here. They are in Game Six, and now it's Yamamoto. Okay, this is going seven. I've convinced myself that right when you expect them to lose or not perform well, they will. So why the heck not? One of the best pitchers we've seen in playoff history. Why not beat him for the World Series?
Well, I think about the hype around Shohei Ohtani, and I think they proved that he is a mortal human in that game where he was pitching, and of course they pitched to him. You and I talked about that last time you were on the show. So Yamamoto, I mean, yeah, it is very, very possible. What do you, when you look at this Blue Jays team, and there are so many different storylines, what do you see as the main storylines that will permeate through likely as we reflect on this World Series?
Everybody's contributing. Everybody has made a hit. Everybody's made a play. Everybody has made a pitch. Everybody has contributed. You go up and down that lineup. Like, Davis Schneider wasn't really being played a lot. He hits an opening pitch home run for his moment. Clement's made big plays. Varsho's made big plays. Lucas has stepped up and made, you know, big hits. Of course, there's Vladdy and Bichette and George Springer. Those don't have to be mentioned on who's contributed. About Barger, like, everybody has needed to do something in this series. Jimenez's bunts and moving runners around, and it has been remarkable to watch how this team has been a full team from top to bottom of the lineup.
Is this a great example of how you don't necessarily need a team of superstars, but you need a team that believes and has a great culture? That's what this feels like to me, Jamie.
Yeah, you hear any championship team talk, and it's about their culture, and it's about their, you know, brotherhood, and it's about the family atmosphere, and you see that. On the other dugout, you're looking at guys who are just baffled. Like Mookie Betts looks like he's, you know, seeing on a Halloween, he looks like he's seeing ghosts. Like, it's just remarkable to see the superstar power not be able to make a big hit, where the Jays are, you know, they're not necessarily swinging for the fences. I know they hit a couple of home runs the last game, but all the hits, they find grass, right? And they're finding grass to move runners around. It's kind of old school, and I like it.
You know, you talk about the looks on the faces of the Dodgers. I remember two or three times they panned at Freddie Freeman, who was last year's World Series MVP, and he's just got this somber look on his face, like, what is happening here? It is really quite interesting to watch. Let's talk a bit about the Jays pitching, Jamie. We obviously, tonight, we know Yamamoto was going to be tough, but how are you feeling about our pitching, and is there a chance we could see you Savage again in a relief position?
So, not tonight. After like 100 pitches, I don't think he's going tonight. But in a Game 7 situation, everybody's available. I think for sure you'd have to ponder what you do with you Savage. So, tonight is Kevin Gausman. Kevin Gausman went pitch for pitch with Yamamoto in game number two.
He did.
Like,
yeah,
that game two in a 5-1 win for the Dodgers, it was 1-1 until the seventh inning. And Gausman was, you know, putting down 17 or 16 straight while Yamamoto put down 20. And it was just that almost extra inning that Gausman got when they finally kind of got to him from the Dodgers' perspective and made it 3-1. And the next inning, it was 5-1. And Yamamoto, of course, shut it down the rest of the way. So Gausman can go pitch for pitch. It'll be interesting to see what they do because of what happened in game two with Gausman. And, okay, maybe we don't stretch him out as much into 7-8. But, you know, you want to go with a hot pitcher, and he was a hot pitcher that night. So it'll be but again, Yamamoto's human too. He has had games where he's given up 5-6 runs, right? So, yes, he shut it down in the last two, but with this Jays team, every batter has the potential to make maybe not a home run, but a big hit to extend an inning and extend his pitch count. So I can't wait for 6 o'clock tonight.
Jamie Nye is my guest co-host of The Green Zone. The other thing that I find hilarious is I have seen and heard more people on social media doing their Buck Martinez impression. It's quite hilarious, actually, to see how that's unfolding. It's becoming a viral thing.
Well, I was thinking to get that, you know, silver hairspray and just maybe do the hard side part like Buck Martinez and...
I think it would look good. It would be a good look on you, that's for sure. So I know you've got young kids that are going to be going out trick-or-treating. The Jays game is on tonight. How are you handling this? Are you out with the kids? Are you handing out candy? Are you listening to the game for the first part? What's your strategy?
Yeah, just turn the lights off and tell the kids it's not Halloween today. There's different plans in place depending on what's going on. My 13-year-old trying to negotiate some cash settlement to take my younger son trick or treating. So
a cash settlement, I like that. You know what? Let's just quickly talk CFL because, of course, the Riders off this weekend, waiting to see who they're going to play. BC taking on Calgary. Who do you think is coming out victorious, and who do you think the Riders want to win so that they will face them in the West final?
Well, first off, I got Montreal beating Winnipeg and ending the Bombers thing, so I don't have to worry about them anymore after five straight years through the Grey Cups. But out west, I've had the BC Lions beating the Calgary Stampeders. Calgary, but it's not an obvious choice. It is going to be, I think it's going to be a great game between these two teams. I think Saskatchewan would rather see Nathan Rourke. They've matched up really well against Nathan Rourke and the BC Lions. They haven't in the two games. Two of their losses are against the Calgary Stampeders. So right. I don't know what it is about that matchup that gets to them, but I think it'll be BC, and I think the Riders wouldn't mind it after they played BC very well in all three games they played against them.
Good stuff. Well, Jamie, I appreciate you giving me some time. We look forward to listening to you this afternoon, 2 o'clock start for the Green Zone.
Right on. Thanks, Evan.
I guess I should have said Blue Zone. Forgot. Keep forgetting. We've changed it during this World Series run for the Toronto Blue Jays. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, 2 minutes, phone lines open. No questions about your name, where you're from. It's literally, I just need to know your prediction for the World Series. Jays win tonight. Jays win tomorrow. Dodgers win the series. 1-877-332-8255. We call it the pulse of the people. And we're doing that next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.